True story, Cyrus. This happened to me Friday. You don't know this. I was in Chicago for a company meeting. I'm a company man. And so we were, you know, having a meeting for Relevant Radio. And I the reason I wasn't on the air, as you know, Cyrus, is because I was flying home on Friday. Cyrus, wake up.
I'm listening to finish your story.
Just clear your throat or something. So,
like, am I talking to anybody?
Exactly.
Is this thing on? Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Is this on? McFly.
Yeah. Okay, so back to story time. So I have a relatively early morning flight from Chicago O'Hare Airport, and Chicago right now is a winter wonderland of snow and ice and cold and gray. And so Friday morning, I'm in my car, my rental car, and I'm driving in the early morning hours to the airport. I've got to drop the car off and such. And being a rental car, it had, well, I guess the rental car part doesn't matter, but the side window, like, you know how you've got the mirrors on either side? The one on the right side was like bent all the way in. So I couldn't look to see if there's somebody in that lane if I wanted to change lanes, which is unsafe. So I realized I've got to change this. So I found a side street, so just a residential side street, completely deserted. And I pull off and I kind of do a kind of U-turn where there's a street coming from the other side. And the right front tire gets stuck in a snowbank. So I get out, I fix the mirror, I come back, I can't get the car out now. The car is stuck, and I'm revving the engine. Those poor people who are probably trying to sleep, and this guy's outside. And I'm trying to get the rocking it back and forth, and it just won't move. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to miss my plane, which is not good. So this street was completely deserted. Now, one guy did drive by in a like a snowplow truck, and I got out of the car and I stood there and I waved my arms to him. He just looked at me and he just kept going.
Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, really. So he was not interested in helping me at all. So there I am, and the sun hadn't even come up yet, and the street is deserted, and I can see quite a long distance down the street. It's one of these long roads. There's no traffic coming in any direction. And I'm thinking, I'm going to miss my plane because I've got to drop this off at the rental car place and I've got to get to the terminal. So I just said a prayer to my guardian angel. I said, guardian angel, I really need your help right now. Please send me somebody to help me get my car out of this snowbank. Within 30 seconds, this guy comes driving by in a truck, like a big pickup truck. I did the same thing. I got out of the car, waved my arms. He pulls over. He comes out. He says, what's the matter? I said, my car is stuck in the snowbank. So he sort of like leans on it. He's like trying to push it. He just immediately snaps into action. And he was an immigrant. He's from another country. I could tell by his accent, you know, maybe, I don't know where he's from, but he wasn't from here. So he just snaps into action. He starts helping me push this car, and it won't come out. It won't budge. So I said, I think it needs to be tapped. Could you just kind of nudge it with your vehicle? And he says, are you sure? I said, I'm sure. So he does it. He nudges it, and I'm on my way. And I got to the airport, made my flight, no problem. And I was just, I wanted to share that story with all of you because, you know, we talk about angels and we talk about prayer. And you may say, well, that's just a happenstance. Okay, maybe it was a happenstance, but it's a pretty cool happenstance if one moment I'm saying a prayer to my guardian angel, please send me somebody to help me on this deserted street before the sun had come up, and within 30 seconds, somebody shows up. Does that sound like a coincidence to you, Cyrus?
That sounds awesome. I love when that kind of stuff happens.
And that was just this past Friday. So thank you, Guardian Angel. That's what I'm going with. Who's my Guardian Angel?
Yeah, there's some good people out there.
There really are.
Most people. 99.9% of people are just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Then you get, you know, the people that just drive by. Like, oh, looks like that guy is going to have a rough day. Bye.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
So, hey, help somebody. If somebody you see someone that needs help, help them. You'll feel good about it.
And you'll be paying back for all the times that somebody helped you.
Yeah, good point.